Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. Today I have a show for you that you will not believe. I'm taking a great personal risk sharing this information today with you, and in a minute you'll see why, and it all starts with a very important question. What if 80% or more of the cancers now impacting black men and black women in this country were entirely preventable? And what if the medical establishment knew that those diseases were preventable and thus could save those people's lives, but it refused to do so? Well, today I'm going to bring you evidence that this is precisely the case. I'm going to explain to you why black men and women are being disproportionately harmed by the medical establishment, and why drug companies are exploiting the bodies of black men and women to make money when instead they could be saving lives, but they have no interest in saving their lives. I'm going to show you evidence of the human medical experimentation by drug companies that has been conducted on black men and women in the United States of America throughout history by drug companies, by doctors, by hospitals, by government agencies. I'm going to give you the timeline and give you the resources so that you can check all of this out for yourself. Nothing in this show is fiction, but every word of it is downright shocking. By the time you finish hearing this, you're going to be blown away. Now, to begin this, we have to start with planet Earth and the equator. Now, if you look at the equator and human history, you find that the people who live near the equator for the last 300,000 years or so all tend to have dark skin pigmentation. That's right. These are our own ancestors. They all came from Africa, the Middle East areas, near the equator, and then people migrated out from there. They migrated to more northern latitudes. But when they lived near the equator, what was true about their skin pigmentation? Turns out they all had dark skin. And why? Because dark skin pigmentation is a natural sunscreen. That's right. The difference between white skin and dark skin is that the dark skin blocks ultraviolet radiation. And if you're living near the equator, you need to block it because there's too much sunlight at the equator. You don't need all that sun because too much sun can damage your DNA, causing mutations. But not enough sun causes something else, causes a vitamin D deficiency. And it is this vitamin D deficiency that promotes cancer because, as the research clearly shows, vitamin D can prevent 80% of all cancers. It can prevent 80% of breast cancer, of prostate cancer, of colon cancer. It can prevent the cancers that are now ravaging our society. Now, conventional medicine, which is dominated by whites, by the way, will tell you that breast cancers are far more aggressive in black women than white women. They'll tell you that prostate cancers are far more aggressive in black men than white men, but they won't tell you why. They will not admit the link between skin pigmentation, sunlight, vitamin D, and cancer. But let's continue this explanation. So we talked about those living near the equator have darker skin pigmentation. What about those populations that migrated to more northern latitudes where the sunlight is not nearly as intense? We're talking about Europeans, for example. And when they went there, even if their ancestors had dark skin, through the process of natural selection, they began to lose their skin pigmentation and have lighter skin or whiter skin. Because at those latitudes, the sun was not sufficient enough to generate the vitamin D that they needed to survive. So their skin began to change. They lost the skin pigmentation. They had white skin. And that way they could absorb more sunlight, meaning that they could generate more vitamin D from less exposure to the sun. And this was crucial for the survival of any population living in northern latitudes because they had a long winter to deal with. Yeah, try to survive a winter in London. You're not going to get much sunlight in the winter. And since vitamin D is so crucial for your own survival, the body came up with a way to collect all the vitamin D it needed during the summer by having really light skin and then storing that vitamin D. The human body can store up to 6 months of vitamin D. And that is crucial for the survival of people with light skin. But what happens if you take a person with dark skin pigmentation who has that built-in sunscreen and you put them in a northern latitude like Seattle or New York or Canada or London or Ireland, you put them in those environments where they don't have sufficient exposure to sunlight, what happens? They get chronic, extreme vitamin D deficiency, and their cancer rates skyrocket. These people with black skin, with dark skin pigmentation, the women are giving birth to children who are being born with rickets. Rickets is a disease that affects the bones. It's simply caused by a vitamin D deficiency. It shouldn't even be called rickets. It should be called vitamin D deficiency disease because that's all it is. Young black men who live in northern latitudes are being diagnosed with osteoporosis and osteomalacia. Their bones are not as strong as they should be. The reason is because their dark skin pigmentation blocks the sunlight, and you need vitamin D to be able to absorb calcium in your diet and use it to build stronger bones. So we have an entire black population across Canada and North America and Europe who are suffering the health effects of vitamin D deficiency simply due to the fact that they have dark skin pigmentation. And guess what? Nobody in conventional medicine is telling them this simple truth. No one is giving them access to this information. Now, the health experts in conventional medicine, they know this information. There are hundreds of reports out there about vitamin D, studies published in peer-reviewed medical journals. They know that skin pigmentation blocks vitamin D. They know that vitamin D deficiency promotes the growth of breast cancer and prostate cancer. And they also know, you can see these headlines all throughout the mainstream media, they know that more black women die of breast cancer than white women, and that more black men die of prostate cancer than white men. In other words, the diseases are far more aggressive in blacks than whites. And yet, why? This is the question I'm asking. Why, when all of this information is readily available and when it makes such common sense, why does the medical establishment not inform black men and women about their need for more sunlight or more vitamin D? Why is the black community being denied this information that is so crucial to their own survival? And yet, here we are in our system of modern medicine that pretends to be confused, pretends to not know. Gee, they say, we have no idea. Why are black women having more aggressive breast cancers? Why are more black men dying of prostate cancer? And you know what their solution is, folks? You know what they say that we should do to solve this problem? Have more screening. Yeah, more mammograms for black women. No education, no prevention, no nutrition, no vitamin D. Don't tell the black women the truth. Just require them to get more radiation through mammography, because mammograms, of course, emit radiation, which means that the mammogram machines actually promote breast cancer. They really do. They cause breast cancer. They don't prevent it. They cause it. Now, you might ask, why am I going on the record with all of this? Why am I so outraged about this? I mean, it doesn't affect my family. Obviously, I'm a white guy. My answer to that is, you know, how dare you even ask that question? I am not from the white race or the black race or any race. I'm from the human race. And I stand up for the rights and the freedoms and the protections of the people. And it doesn't matter to me what color their skin is, what country they're from, what their religious affiliation is. If I see a group that is being harmed by conventional medicine, and if I see people suffering and dying from diseases that I know are easily preventable using simple, safe nutrients or natural therapies like sunlight therapy, then you can bet I'm going to speak out about that. I'm going to speak out for my fellow human beings, because if I don't, then I'm not really human at all. This is about being able to recognize the value of a human being as more than a body, more than a revenue stream for a drug company. It's about being able to look at a fellow human being and being able to see their spirit and their creativity and their abundance and what they can contribute to a better world and their happiness. And not just looking at someone like a bottom line figure on a balance sheet in a shareholder meeting at a big corporate building where they're only concerned about profits. But that's the way conventional medicine looks at black women and black men. And I refuse to look at this issue in that way. I stand up for the rights of the people. Now stay with me. We're going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to reveal some shocking information to you about how conventional medicine is attempting to enslave black women and men today. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. This is a very controversial discussion that you're listening to right now. I'm talking about how the medical establishment enslaves black women and black men through a process of keeping them ignorant about simple truths that they need to know to prevent cancer, and then enslaving them in a system of medical treatment that exploits their bodies for corporate profits. Now, I realize these are serious charges, and I'm going to present some evidence here that will just shock you. But I also want to encourage you, if you find this to be interesting and you'd like to share it with someone, if you know a person with dark skin pigmentation who you think this information applies to, I encourage you to get this into their hands. You can find the transcript of this show at naturalnews.com, and I am going to be covering this in future episodes, so stay tuned to this show. You're going to learn a lot here on the Health Ranger Show, and I tell it like it is. Now let's get to the question of the enslavement of black men and women by the conventional medical community. And I use that word very deliberately. I know what it invokes. I've studied American history. I've studied the history of the world. And I know that the way the plantation owners in the American South, back in the early days of this United States of America, before it was united, I know that one of the ways that they controlled their slaves was to keep them ignorant. Because they knew that if they could prevent their slaves from learning how to read, for example, then they could more easily control them, and they could trap them on their plantation so that they didn't really have any options. Didn't have any options to go anywhere, couldn't read road signs, couldn't teach themselves anything because they couldn't read. And if you were a white person living in certain parts of the South in the United States back in those days, and you tried to teach a black person how to read, you could be killed, or you could be severely reprimanded for doing so. And if you were a black person and you were caught learning how to read, you could be killed, or beaten, or whipped, or severely punished. The point is that no matter what system of control we're talking about, whether it's plantations in the South, or modern governments, or modern systems of medicine, the point is that if you can keep the people ignorant and eliminate their options, then you can control them. And from that control, you can gain economically, even though you're not doing it ethically. So in other words, modern corporations, they want to keep the black people ignorant about the health options that they have. And that is how they accomplish the enslavement. They refuse to educate black men and women about the simple solution for their cancer. The simple nutrient that you can get for free out of the sky. It's provided by the sun. It's called vitamin D. This prevents 80% of all cancers in black women and men if you have it in sufficient quantity circulating in your blood. Well, conventional medicine doesn't want black people to learn about vitamin D. They want to keep you ignorant. They want to make sure that you have no access to this information, so therefore you have no options. And when you have no options, then they've got you. Then they know you're going to go to the oncologist and you're going to give in to the treatments that make them money. Those treatments include chemotherapy, very toxic treatment that poisons your body. If you survive it, you still suffer long-term damage to your heart, to your liver, to your kidneys, and to your brain. And they know that if you go through chemotherapy, they are creating not only revenues off of your body during that treatment, but also revenues off of you for a lifetime, because you'll suffer permanent organ damage just from going through the chemotherapy treatment. Yes, they are working to turn your body into a lifetime system of profit for them. They don't care about your health. They don't care about your dreams. They don't care anything about you. The only value that you have to a drug company in this country is whatever revenue you can generate for them while you're sick. They have no recognition whatsoever of your value as a human being, with a human spirit, with your own dreams, with your own families, with your own emotions and creative ideas, with your own contributions to society. They only think you're valuable to them if you can be kept in a state of chronic disease. And that is, of course, why they deny this information to black women and black men. They don't want black people to know the truth that they can prevent most of their cancers. They won't promote something that's free, folks, because they can't make money off of it. They can't patent sunlight like they can pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy drugs. So they don't give you that option. They try to keep you ignorant. Now, I already hear people asking, the skeptics saying, Mike, you've gone overboard with this one. There's no way that anyone would be that evil. There's no way that corporations would use black people just to make money. There's no way that doctors could be so evil to black men and black women. Impossible. Couldn't happen in America. And I say to you, listen up, folks, because I'm going to give you the timeline right here. I'm going to tell you what really happens in this country. Because if you think that black people have never been used as human medical experiments in this country, I tell you right now, you're ignorant. You are the ignorant one. You need to be informed. If you don't know the real truth about what goes on in this country, how these corporations and hospitals and doctors use people to achieve their own career goals and their own financial goals, then you need to learn something. Here's some of the history. 1845. A doctor called J. Marion Sims performs medical experiments on enslaved African women without anesthesia. They eventually die of their infections. 1900, U.S. Army doctors working in the Philippines infect 5 Filipino prisoners with the plague, and they withhold nutrition from them to create a disease called beriberi in 29 prisoners. 4 of them die. Also in 1900, under the commission from the U.S. Surgeon General, Dr. Walter Reed goes to Cuba and he uses 22 Spanish immigrant workers to prove that yellow fever is contracted through mosquito bites. So he uses them for experiments. He pays them $100 in gold for their participation, plus an extra $100 if they contract yellow fever. Unbelievable. 1931, Cornelius Rhodes, pathologist from the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research. He purposely infects human test subjects in Puerto Rico with cancer cells. 13 of them die. 1932, U.S. Public Health Service in Tuskegee, Alaska, diagnosed 400 black sharecroppers with syphilis, but they never tell them that they have this disease and they never treat them. Instead, the researchers use these black men as human guinea pigs. They follow their symptoms and progression of the disease. All 400 of these men, these black men, eventually die from syphilis, and their families are never told the truth that they could have been treated. This was done by the U.S. government, the Tuskegee experiments. 1942, check this out. The president of Merck Pharmaceuticals, George Merck, he's named director of the War Research Service, an agency of the government designed to oversee the establishment of a biological warfare program. By the way, you can read this timeline on my website, naturalnews.com. Just search for History of Human Medical Experimentation. You can read all of this yourself. And there's a lot more here. 1951, the U.S. Army secretly contaminates the Norfolk Naval Supply Center in Virginia and Washington, D.C.'s National Airport with a strain of bacteria specifically chosen because it was believed to be more infectious to African Americans. It ends up causing food poisoning, respiratory problems, and blood poisoning to the black people in that area. This is the government unleashing biological warfare agents specifically targeting black people, okay? This is what I'm telling you. This is the true history of what goes on in the United States with medical experiments being conducted on people. Now, we'll continue this when we come back. Stay with me. All right, welcome back, friends, to the Health Ranger Show. I have a very controversial show for you today. I'm talking about the enslavement of black men and women by our modern system of conventional medicine that refuses to tell black people the truth about how they can prevent cancer using a simple, safe nutrient that they can get for free. And I'm saying that the corporations that run modern medicine today, they know about this solution. It's called vitamin D. But they purposefully refuse to tell the truth about it. They purposefully keep people ignorant because they want to make money off of cancer. They know that a black woman diagnosed with cancer makes them hundreds of thousands of dollars in drug sales and medical procedures. They know that a black man diagnosed with prostate cancer is a huge revenue stream. It's a profit center. They don't want to cut off those profits by teaching people how to avoid disease. They don't want to teach people how to be well. They don't make any money by keeping people healthy. They only make money when people have cancer. And in the last segment, I was talking about the timeline of human medical experimentation in the United States that's been conducted on minorities, conducted by doctors, by hospitals, by drug companies, by the U.S. government. So let's continue with that timeline. And what this is designed to demonstrate to you is that the conventional medical industry is not some compassionate, generous industry that's just out there to save lives. No, they're out there to exploit lives. They're out there to make money. And they will find a way to make money any way they can, even if it means using human beings as medical experiments, even if it means denying people access to the information that could save their lives. And especially if it means doing this to poor black women and black men who are covered by Medicare, because then these companies know that they can squeeze money out of the U.S. government for Medicare payments for these treatments for cancer. So continuing with the timeline, 1951, the U.S. Army secretly contaminates the Norfolk Naval Supply Center in Virginia with a strain of bacteria chosen specifically because African Americans were believed to be more susceptible to it than whites. That experiment causes food poisoning, respiratory problems, and blood poisoning. This is biological warfare, folks, being conducted against black Americans by the American government. Let's continue. 1952, at the famous Sloan Kettering Institute, a doctor named Chester M. Southam injects live cancer cells into prisoners at the Ohio State Prison just to study the progression of cancer. Of course, half of those prisoners are black. No surprise there. Remember this, every time they conduct experiments on prisoners, which happens all the time, all throughout the history of the United States, most of those prisoners are blacks. And they target those groups because they're black, because they're disadvantaged in terms of not having the money typically to hire a lawyer to defend themselves. They target blacks because they go after people who they think cannot stand up for their own rights. And you'll see this throughout the history of medicine and pharmaceutical experimentation on black people. Now let's continue. 1963, the same guy, Chester Southam, he performs that procedure of injecting live cancer cells on 22 senile African-American female patients at the Brooklyn Jewish Chronic Disease Hospital in order to watch what happens to their immune systems. Just injects them, takes black women who are senile, injects them with live cancer cells just to see what will happen. This is by a doctor right here in the United States of America. Guess what happens to this guy, Chester Southam? He becomes the president of the American Cancer Society. That's right, the ACS, the American Cancer Society, that claims to be helping you fight cancer. This was headed by a man who used African-American women as human guinea pigs, injecting them with live cancer cells just to see what would happen to them. That, my friends, is a crime. It is a crime against these women, it is a crime against humanity. And the fact that he became president of the American Cancer Society, in my opinion, tells you everything you need to know about the American Cancer Society. The ACS, in my opinion, is an organization that is steeped in disinformation. And yes, it is part of this campaign to deny people access to the information that could save their lives through vitamin D and sunlight therapy. The ACS even runs full-page ads trying to scare people away from sunlight. Pretty clever strategy, huh? Especially if most of your money comes from drug companies that earn profits off of cancer. It's a very clever way to scare people away from sunlight, make sure that the population remains deficient in vitamin D, and thereby you can ensure future profits from black men and women, because you know they'll get cancer if they don't get sunlight, because vitamin D is the number one nutrient for preventing cancer. You'll be amazed to find out how deep this conspiracy really goes, folks. Now let's continue with the timeline. 1970, under order from the National Institutes of Health, that's the NIH, a free child care program at Johns Hopkins University collects blood samples from 7,000 African-American kids. Tell their parents a lie. They tell them they're checking for anemia, but in fact, they're checking for their chromosomes. They're doing genetic profiling because they believe that black people have a genetic predisposition to commit violent crime. And they don't tell this to anybody. They're taking blood from black kids to do genetic profiling to try to blame them for being future violent criminals. This is conducted by the NIH, folks. This is sponsored by taxpayer money. And it gets worse. I told you this show would blow your mind. I told you I'm taking a great personal risk to expose all of this, but I can't stay silent on this any longer. The black community in this nation deserves to know the truth, and this information isn't out there. 1990, the CDC and Kaiser Pharmaceuticals of Southern California, they take 1,500 six-month-old black and Hispanic babies in Los Angeles, and they inject them with an experimental measles vaccine that had never been licensed for use in the United States. Injecting 1,500 kids. The parents were never informed that the vaccine was experimental. There were risks to the health of these children, risk of having impaired neural development because of the vaccine. Now, I don't know what happened to these children because the research didn't tell me, but you can bet it wasn't a positive outcome. You can bet they buried it, because they didn't want the truth to come out about the fact that they're using six-month-old black babies for human guinea pigs, folks. This is what the CDC does. That's the Centers for Disease Control, sponsored by the U.S. government. This is what Kaiser Pharmaceuticals of Southern California did. This is what these drug companies do, folks. This is what modern medicine does. They use your babies as medical experiments, as human guinea pigs, and then they lie to you. You think this industry has compassion? You think this industry is out to find cures to help you get well? Are you kidding me? This industry is out to turn your body into a revenue stream. Don't believe me? Keep listening. In 1990, the United States sends 1.7 million members of the armed forces, that's 22% of whom are African American, to the Persian Gulf to fight the Gulf War. 400,000 of these soldiers are ordered to take an experimental nerve agent medication. Guess what happens next? Gulf War syndrome. Symptoms ranging from skin disorders, neurological disorders, uncontrollable drooling and vision problems, incontinence, and many others that affected Gulf War veterans, many of whom were black. Not all of them, of course. I don't think the Army cared if you were black or white or Chinese or whatever. They were going to poison you anyway. But this is just one more example of the U.S. government using human beings for medical experiments. All right, here's one more to tell you. In 1992, Columbia University's New York State Psychiatric Institute and the Mount Sinai School of Medicine, they rounded up 100 males, mostly African American and Hispanic, between the ages of 6 and 10. They were kids, and they were the younger brothers of juvenile delinquents, and they gave them 10 milligrams of fenfluramine, that's fen-phen, per kilogram of their body weight. So some of these got thousands of milligrams of this experimental drug, and they were testing the theory that low serotonin levels are linked to violent or aggressive behavior. And you know what they gave the participants just so that they could use them as human guinea pigs? They gave them a $25 certificate for Toys R Us and $125 in cash. Gift certificates for toy stores, folks, so they can use young black and Hispanic men for medical experiments. That's what this industry does to people. Now stay with me. You're listening to The Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break with more details. Welcome back to The Health Ranger Show. We are talking about the history of human medical experiments here in the United States, how drug companies and the U.S. government have used people as human guinea pigs. They've subjected babies and children and senior citizens to experimental drugs. They've injected them with live cancer cells, and many of these experiments have targeted blacks for various reasons. They've used black babies for medical experiments. They've used black children, adults, and senior citizens. Now, here's one study that happened in 2005. The American Chemical Society, which is a group that defends virtually every chemical that's being sold in the marketplace today, they say they don't cause cancer. All these chemicals are safe, all these tens of thousands of different chemicals. They sent $2 million to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. Yep. The EPA then proposes a study called CHEERS. That's C-H-E-E-R-S. It stands for Children's Health Environmental Exposure Research Study. It's a long name, but it involves something very simple. They took children ranging from 6 months old to 3 years old, and they exposed them to chemicals, potentially cancer-causing chemicals. They had the children inhale these chemicals and ingest them in foods and beverages. This was done by the EPA. And then, as part of the study, the EPA gave free video cameras to the parents of some of these children and told them to videotape their babies to gather evidence to see if anything was going wrong with them. So the EPA, in conjunction with the American Chemical Society, is exposing 3-year-old black babies to cancer-causing chemicals and giving video cameras to the mothers to videotape the evidence of what's wrong with their kids. This happened in 2005, folks. This wasn't in 1901. This wasn't in World War II. This is just a few years ago. Well, eventually the word about this got out. Media coverage got out. Some Democratic senators jumped on this. The EPA eventually decided to drop the study, but only after being pressured. The EPA was going to continue with this study. They were going to use little babies, human babies, as guinea pigs. This is the lack of ethics that we see in modern medical society. This is a demonstration of the lack of ethics that we see in the medical community today. And now I said all of that. I read you that entire timeline to tell you this. Today, modern medicine is no different. It does not act with ethics or integrity. It does not have the best interests of the people at heart. Today, modern medicine is harming and killing black Americans. And it is doing it with the full knowledge that there is a readily available solution that could prevent 4 out of 5 cancers in black men and black women today. And for that, I think that the system of medicine that dominates our society today is guilty of genocide. It is guilty of crimes against humanity. It is guilty of using babies for human medical experiments. It is guilty of negligence in not telling people the truth about how they could prevent 4 out of 5 cancers, maybe even more. The solutions, friends, are very simple. All you have to do to prevent cancer is get more sunlight. If you have dark skin, you need a lot more sunlight. If you have very dark skin, you need 10 times as much sunlight as someone with white skin. And the fastest way to give a black woman cancer is to put her in an office environment where she's under fluorescent lights, she doesn't have access to natural sunlight, and then have her use personal care products that are full of cancer-causing chemicals, pump her full of pharmaceuticals that also destroy liver function and promote cancer, and then deny her access to the information that could save her life. And that, my friends, is what modern medicine is doing today. It's the dermatologists who are at fault here, and the dermatologists, in my view, are also guilty of these crimes against humanity because they still tell people to avoid sunlight and put on sunscreen. And guess what? The dermatology industry is sponsored by millions of dollars from the sunscreen manufacturers. They want people to use more sunscreen, period. They have no interest in people getting more sunlight and preventing cancer. They just want to sell their products. And that's the common theme through all of this. Whether you're talking about big pharma and how it influences the industry, or whether you're talking about sunscreen companies or mammography machine manufacturers who fund many of the big cancer nonprofits, and the silly pink ribbon campaigns that claim to be helping women, but still don't tell women the truth about vitamin D. The common thread in all of this, friends, is that all of those corporations are trying to turn your body into a profit center for them. They want you to make them money, and they can't make money if you're well. They can only make money if you get sick and stay sick, and if you're crazy enough to believe in their systems of medicine. The way to free yourself from this medical enslavement is to educate yourself. Read about vitamin D. Read about how important it is to have sunlight exposure, especially if you have dark skin pigmentation. And if you can't get enough sunlight, then take vitamin D supplements because you can get it that way. You can get it through fish oils or quality nutritional supplements. You can eliminate your risk, virtually eliminate it, your risk of cancer, of osteoporosis, of osteomalacia, of depression, obesity, diabetes, even heart disease. You can greatly reduce these risks and in some cases eliminate them by getting adequate amounts of vitamin D, by avoiding the consumption of toxic chemicals in your foods and pharmaceuticals, and by living a green, natural lifestyle, which means getting the poisons out of your house. Don't put those toxic laundry detergents on your clothes. Don't put those toxic perfumes and skin lotions and shampoos on your skin either, because most of those have cancer-causing chemicals in them. Get vitamin D. Eat lots of anti-cancer foods. The garlic, broccoli, ginger, onions, berries, raw nuts and seeds, and even chocolate and red wine. All of these things are anti-cancer. If you do all of these things, folks, you can prevent, according to the science, 98% 98% of all the cancers that we have in our society. 98% of cancers. Almost 10 out of 10 patients could be free of cancer. Friends, we have the technology right now. We have the knowledge right now to put this evil cancer industry out of business. We could cause the cancer industry to implode and be obsolete and have a society based on incredible health, incredible abundance, far better outcomes in the long term because people are being kept alive and productive and vibrant and healthy. But instead, what we have today is a system of oppression, a system of enslavement, a system of chemical dependence where people are being drugged and irradiated with mammography, and they're being put on deadly pharmaceuticals called chemotherapy agents, and they're being killed, and they're being denied access to the information that could save their lives. And that is the system of medicine we have today. And I opened this show talking about how black people were being oppressed in this country by the medical establishment, but I have to reframe that. It's not about blacks versus whites, folks. It's about the people versus the corporations. Because the truth to all of this is that these drug companies are doing this to white people too. White women are dying of breast cancer. White men are dying of prostate cancer. It just so happens that the black men and the black women are disproportionately being harmed because of their vitamin D deficiencies caused by their skin pigmentations. But this is about the people versus the corporations. This is not about white versus black, men versus women, rich versus poor. It's about the people versus the corporations. The corporations will do anything to make more money. They will kill you. We saw that in Enron when they ordered the shutdown of the power generating stations in California, causing the deaths of senior citizens. Corporations will do anything. They will trade your life or any number of human lives for a few more dollars in profit. And we've seen it again and again throughout human history. And today the cancer industry is no different. The cancer industry depends on cancer. It does not want to see cancer cured. It is not looking for a cure, and it will never announce a cure for cancer. It will never happen. The industry is looking to make money off of cancer. And when they see a black woman who's sitting in an office under fluorescent lights, not getting sunlight, vitamin D deficient, they rub their greedy little hands because they know that that woman, that her body could bring them another $1 million in profits if they can just get her diagnosed with cancer and start dosing her with chemotherapy and making sure that she stays ignorant of the simple, honest, and natural cure for cancer that exists right now. And that, of course, that cure is vitamin D. Thanks for listening. If you want more information about vitamin D and how we can cure cancer, visit my website, naturalnews.com, click on special reports, download the free report, my exclusive interview with Dr. Michael Hollick about the cure for cancer and the power of vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. You'll find all of that on naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Health Rangers Show. We'll talk to you again soon.